and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
What was Subtropical Storm Alberto is now a depression, but two TV journalists from South Carolina were killed as they covered the story in North Carolina yesterday when a tree toppled onto their SUV. The waters moved on in Ellicott City, Maryland after intense flash flooding on Sunday, but it's revealed even worse damage than what the floodwaters wrought 2 years ago. The historic city's main street busy yesterday as crews were inspecting buildings and hauling away vehicles that had been thrown around like toys. That is hope dimmed that a Maryland National Guardsman, 39-year-old Edison Hermond, would be found alive after disappearing in the raging waters while helping a woman look for a cat.
We aggressively tried to search for him, but we're unable to, and we're still continuing that search.
That's the Howard County, Maryland Police Chief. The U.S. Supreme Court's choosing not to take up a lawsuit from Planned Parenthood against an Arkansas law that could effectively ban medication-induced abortions. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Eruptions from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano now so large that astronauts can see them from space. NASA and the European Space Agency releasing some stunning pictures from space of the lava flow from Kilauea's latest activity, nighttime photos that also show lava spewing from the volcano's summit. The volcano rumbled back to life last month. It has displaced now over 2,000 people and has also destroyed at least 82 structures, 40 of which were homes. Congressman Tom Garrett of Virginia makes an admission in a video that he posts online, announcing he won't seek re-election because of an addiction, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That announcement follows a report in Politico that cited four former aides that the congressman had used his official staff to run errands and even clean up after his dog that was a fixture in his Capitol Hill office. The congressman then made the video admission of his alcohol addiction.
I am a good man, and I'm an alcoholic. This is the hardest statement that I have ever publicly made, by far. It's also the truth.
And the oceanfront California estate that President Richard Nixon used as his Western White House is now up for sale as former Allergan Pharmaceuticals chief Gavin Herbert is putting the 5.5-acre property in San Clemente on the market for $63 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Hey, we want you to have a good heart health. So today we're going to talk about coronary artery disease, often referred to as heart disease. And the first thing we need to do is let's start off with the definition of coronary artery disease.
Well, these are arteries in the heart, in the muscle of the heart, that bring food and oxygen through the blood to the heart muscle. These arteries should be elastic and smooth, but over time they can become rigid and stiff, and they can form something called plaque in the lining of these coronary arteries.
And then when they get the plaque, that actually cuts back on the oxygen getting to the heart.
Right. Plaque can be viewed as a blockage. And in previous decades, it was felt that this plaque would gradually build up until it would 100% block the artery and people would have what's called a heart attack.
So let's talk just for a minute, Dr. Anderson, and explain to people what plaque is.
Well, plaque is generated by a traumatic, some type of injury to the lining or the intima of the wall of the artery. And then during the reparative process, as the body's trying to heal itself of that damage, you know, it starts depositing fat, specifically cholesterol, in that area of repair. And over time, those plaques can become calcified and rigid and stiff. And if that plaque gets up to a certain degree and then it fractures or it cracks, then that crack turns the platelets on and makes them sticky, and they get a clot in there and you get an acute thrombotic event.
Acute thrombotic event.
So the clot.
Nobody in their car knows what that is.
Well, I was going to say, the plaque itself doesn't have to get to the degree where it completely obstructs the blood vessel. But
right, so the old thinking that you just get more and more plaque and then it eventually closes off.
It can, you know, but majority of heart attacks will be where the plaque is the originator of a thrombus or a clot there that then acutely or very quickly blocks off the blood flow.
Yeah, we tend to call it a plaque rupture, but it could be a plaque crack. It's an injury to the plaque where it bursts. And just like a cut on the skin of your arm, the body tries to heal it with a blood clot.
Right. And then you take your aspirin.
That's
hopefully right. You took your aspirin beforehand.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about aspirin. Why does aspirin work so well?
So the aspirin, which usually children's aspirin are 81 milligrams, it prevents that clot from forming on the plaque rupture, plaque crack, or whatever damage there is to the plaque.
So we tell folks, and there's been a lot of debate about whether to take an aspirin or not. You know, general guidelines is when they look at whether those that are over 50 should take aspirin, said, you know, if a man knows he has heart disease, then he should be on aspirin. If he doesn't know or doesn't have it, he shouldn't take it. But that was only looking at, you know, aspirin in response to coronary artery disease. If you look at the broader picture, and it was a study done out of England, they showed that basically taking a baby aspirin or 81 milligrams of aspirin every day for all persons over 50 reduce overall morbidity and mortality, meaning death and disease from all causes, cancer, heart disease, etc.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, except they use 75 milligrams because they do things differently. They can't use 81, right? So we're, again, you know, we're the only people still using not on
because
the
Americans are using 81.
Yeah, we're not on the metric system, and apparently our aspirin's not the right size. Who knows? But 81 will do it.
Well, we get asked this a lot. People get confused on a difference between a stroke and a heart attack. So let's kind of define stroke and heart attack because people don't really understand the difference.
Stroke is brain damage, and it can occur in three different ways. You can have a blockage in the flow of blood to the brain, causing brain damage. You can have a burst blood vessel in the brain, causing a hemorrhage. That'll cause brain damage. We call that a hemorrhagic stroke. And then you can have what's called an embolic stroke, where blood clots, for example, can break off a heart valve and float to the brain and cause brain damage. So those are three typical ways that a stroke can happen. The thing they all have in common is major brain damage.
And now, to clarify for our listeners, the reason this is important, we're talking about again, I know we've had shows on this in the past, is cardiovascular disease still the number one killer
number
of all
one.
Americans, right?
Yep.
And in spite of all the efforts, we've cut smoking rates in half, and you know we're preaching diet and all these other things. We haven't made a dent in the incidence of cardiovascular events.
No, we have improved death rates.
Outcomes. You know, it's like,
but,
oh,
but
great.
Preventing them in the beginning
right.
is what we really want to do.
Right.
Well, and I think that the reason for that is the inflammation component, the recognition of that, and I think we'll be talking about that, is very important.
Yeah, we are going to talk about that because you can't talk about heart disease without talking about inflammation. That's for sure. Now, let's kind of talk for a minute about the things you've seen in your practice, in your life, since medical school till now. How has heart disease changed? Or how you approach heart disease, I should say.
Well, as we mentioned,
she's having to think about it because, you know,
it's been a long time.
We're going back a lot of decades here. He's like, well, let's see. We've developed EKGs. We got electricity.
Yeah. You're not that far behind him.
Very, very humorous. Very humorous. Well, in my career, the assessment and treatment of coronary artery disease has changed dramatically, right from the fact that, unfortunately, I guess I'm so old, stress tests were just coming into vogue when I started in practice. So the diagnosis of coronary artery disease has advanced by leaps and bounds, not only through treadmill tests, but stress echocardiograms, nuclear stress tests, calcium scores of the coronary artery, CTAs, the whole thing. And then we started having bypass surgery, which has been supplanted pretty well by angioplasty and stenting.
Mm-hmm.
And when angioplasty first came out, there was a huge incidence of what's called restenosis, or the blockage coming back after 6 months. But then the stents became drug-eluting, where the stents are impregnated with chemicals to try and prevent reblockages. So we've come a long, long way in the treatment of coronary artery disease. And as we mentioned, the understanding of trying to stabilize plaques, which can be done through medication so that they don't rupture. And then, of course, the inflammatory component, which is now the new concept.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is a time that we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. And this Doc Shock is brought to you by Executive Medicine of Texas, a leader in preventative and proactive care. And I think I actually may have shocked you guys with this one because this is so counterintuitive. With all the talk we do on gut microbiome, new research out of Tufts, and it was published actually in the Experimental Biology journal, and it shows that wiping out the gut microbiome completely may be exactly what heart failure patients need. Now, the study was done on mice, but it looks pretty promising. The science behind using a broad spectrum antibiotic for 5 weeks, something we would normally never want to do, it suppresses the immune system, and it actually helps heart failure patients because when you have heart failure, you actually have an increase in T cells, and that causes the heart to enlarge, and your body's kind of fighting off what it thinks is damage. And not only is it enlarged, but it creates scar tissue. And when we wipe out the body's natural ability to heal and and prevent this swelling in this scar tissue, the heart is actually preserved. Now, shockingly, the mice were treated and they almost completely recovered from heart failure. So, did I shock you? What do you think?
It was. I think it is a natural step in the progression of manipulation, management of the gut biome, and disease treatment, right? So there may be times where we want to optimize the gut flora for a protective.
Right.
And then this is obviously an instance where minimizing some of that inflammation.
Because of an acute issue.
With an acute issue, exactly, yeah. Could be a benefit.
Well, I was shocked when I read it. I thought it was quite, quite fascinating. Okay, so if you haven't already done so, go to StayYoungAmerica.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group, or on Twitter, at Stay Young Media.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Today we're talking about heart disease, what it is, and how to prevent it. Stay tuned because coming up we're going to be visiting about the signs and the symptoms that you should never ignore.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
In this Immortal Minute, we're talking about the benefits of working on improving the health of your mitochondria within your cells. In these studies, they used an NAD precursor, which is the energy supplement for the mitochondria. And what they showed is that by increasing the NAD in the cell, nucleus, and mitochondria, they reversed a decline in the number and function of adult stem cells. And so by improving intracellular health, you improve your cellular function on stem cells, going to keep healthier tissues longer.
That's, you know, I love that. I love studies like this. I think we're going to see such a change where you're going to see more and more research on the mitochondria. All right. So let's talk a minute about the tests that we do at Executive Medicine of Texas to look for signs and symptoms of heart disease, because sometimes by the time you get the symptoms, which we're going to go over, man, it's pretty late in the game. And what we want to do always is to be ahead of it. And what you should want to do as a patient, as a mother, as a father, as a spouse, because this is an equal opportunity thing here. Men and women can have heart disease. Like Dr. Anderson mentioned earlier, it's the number one killer in the United States. Is you have to be informed. You have to know your metrics. So let's start with...
All cancers combined don't kill as many people as heart disease.
Wow.
So, I mean, everybody gets...
They're all emotional about cancer.
Become a little desensitized to cardiovascular disease, but there's a bigger emotional response to cancer. And yet all cancers combined don't kill as many as heart disease.
We should be paying way more attention to heart disease. Maybe we should do more than one show on this. You know, in 6 months from now, let's do another one, because we have to get people educated and they have to understand it. Let's go through the difference between a cardiac stress test and what it is, and then also the VO2 max.
Well, I would say, you know, with a regular treadmill test, this is what most people may be familiar with, is, you know, the patient's put on EKG leads are hooked up. They're monitored while they go through an exercise protocol. They can use a treadmill, a bike. It doesn't matter. But you're increasing the heart rate over time, the workload, and taking blood pressure readings and monitoring the EKG tracings of the heart. And you're looking for specific changes on those EKG tracings that may indicate blockage and other physiologic things, blood pressure response to exercise, et cetera. The problem with stress testing, and, you know, to the point Dr. Gammon referenced, was, you know, plain treadmill testing, you know, has only been really readily available, what would you say, 30 years to 40 years?
Yeah, 30 years.
And there's still some doctors not even doing it in their office, which I don't understand.
Well, you know, when I came out of training 30 years ago, we got trained on, you know, how to do stress tests when we were doing our rotations through cardiology. And, you know, we brought that technology, and we've been doing treadmill testing in our offices for the full 30 years, and we've grown since then, and we do right. VO2 max stress testing and such now. But plain treadmill testing is not 100%. Anybody who's done enough of them, myself included,
right.
has had a guy pass the treadmill test and have a heart attack within 30 days, right? And you go back and look at the tracings and have somebody review you and do your quality assurance. Nothing showed up, right? So it's only depending on which articles you look like, mid to high 70s as far as predictive value. So it's better than nothing, but it's not super accurate.
And again, the problem is a person could have a 75% blockage. They'll pass the treadmill test, and then that plaque could rupture 30 days later, and they can have their heart attack.
Right, and there's a gender bias. So in women, especially premenopausal women or perimenopausal women, the accuracy is even worse. So, you know, we kind of discriminate against women because we hate to put them on the treadmill test unless we really have to a lot of times, because they oftentimes will have false positives. So it's not just the false negatives of
you think it's somebody. False positive because of artifact?
No, it's a physiologic response that women are more likely to have false positives on there.
Huh.
And especially when they're, I think it, personal opinion, it's the vascular changes that go on with the hormonal stuff. Because that's, when are you doing treadmill tests on women? Usually when they get to their 40s and 50s. What else is going on? They've got changes in their hormones, which affect blood vessels, which can give you false positives. So I don't have proof of that. That's my theory.
That's your theory. World according to Anderson. Well, the executive medicine in Texas, a lot of times our patients opt for, or you recommend, the VO2 max stress test. And that's actually done on the bike. And we use a mask, and it goes over the face, and not the whole face, but the nose and the mouth. And we actually check gas exchange between the heart and the lungs. And that gives us way more information.
Right. We can do it on the treadmill or the bike. And it does look at oxygen, carbon dioxide exchange. It looks at lactic acid buildup. And we use this as one of our three tools at looking at the coronary arteries. The other one, of course, is the calcium score on the CT machine, which is very helpful. It'll tell us, does the patient have any blockages at all in the coronary arteries with calcium in them? It is possible to have blockage without calcium, but most times there's going to be calcium there. So you put all that information together along with a blood test known as the cardio-CRP, which indicates whether there's that inflammation around the blockage, around the plaque. So you put
more
all
likely
three,
to rupture, right?
Right. You put all those three pieces together, and it can indicate risk factors and whether the patient should go on to more advanced testing, such as nuclear stress tests or stress echocardiograms.
The calcium score, the score you get back is reported out as the, quote, Agustin score, which is named after the cardiologist who developed it. And we've been doing calcium scores now for probably 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. Before everyone else was doing
Before
them.
Everybody else was really yeah. doing them. And, I mean, it is a – I tell you guys, it's a down and dirty, quick and easy. It's actually got better predictive value than doing a treadmill test, way to screen for coronary artery disease. So, I mean, if the score is zero – it doesn't mean you can't have it, but the likelihood is very, very remote. And if your other risk factors are not there, then you're pretty much in the clear. And you don't have to do it every year because it doesn't change that fast. So every, 3 years, 5 years, depending on your risk factors.
You know, we also do a test called the autonomic nervous system testing. And you know what's good about that is a lot of times we can find stiffness in the arteries elsewhere, the large and small arteries, and look for other kind of vascular disease that's going on. That's not really mainstream. You don't see that in a lot of offices, but I mean, a lot. I think you will. I think this is much like, you guys were the first ones doing stress tests, and you were doing calcium scores, and then suddenly other people catch on. Why do you think that is? I'm just curious. Is it because you just have this innate desire to be ahead of the curve, or do you just have an interest in it, or why is Executive Medicine of Texas always ahead of the curve? You guys are the partners, though.
Well, we look at the facts, we look at the science, and we understand that guidelines are set up by subcommittees of committees that take years and years to come through with recommendations. We don't need subcommittees and committees. We look at the science, we look at what's available, we look at the risk factors, and we'll do what's right for our patients.
Well, I'd say it's even more basic than that, is it goes back to what would you do for your family? I mean, you're always trying to stay on it, stay up to current. What would I have family do?
Yeah, good point. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the signs and symptoms that you absolutely cannot ignore. So pay attention. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Belgium, where three people were reportedly killed in what authorities there say was a terror attack a few hours ago. Officials say the suspect stabbed two police officers, then stole their weapons, then shot the officers. The assailant then reportedly opened fire on a parked vehicle, killing a person inside. Authorities say after the man ran to a local high school, he held a woman hostage briefly before more police showed up, exchanging gunfire with him and killing the suspect. A top North Korean official soon to be in New York City to discuss the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, which may or may not still be set for June 12th.
But as the president said, it doesn't happen June 12th. It could happen thereafter.
Special counsel to the president, Kellyanne Conway, speaking this morning on Fox and Friends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, we are talking about heart disease, what it is, and how you can prevent it. Don't forget, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show that we do. That number is 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. And we love having the show across the country. We're on 59 stations now. And if you like hearing us in your market, be sure to let your station know, because that's how we stay on. Okay, let's go through the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, because people think... And then maybe you're driving around right now and you're thinking, no, I already know. Yeah, you grab your chest, you know, you look bad, maybe
Fred
your
Sanford.
Color's off. Yeah, I'm coming.
I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth.
Well, there is the classical appearance of a heart attack where someone is exerting themselves, mm-hmm. say they're exercising, they have central severe chest pain, they put their hand in the middle of their chest over their lower breastbone, they're having trouble breathing, they're sweating, they're pale, they may experience that chest pain shooting into their jaw, their neck, or down their arm. That's sort of the classical appearance of a heart attack. But many people don't have that classical appearance. They may have pain near their right shoulder. And a lot of health professionals would think, well, that's not a heart attack.
It has to be the left side.
Or maybe it's anxiety, or maybe it's a gallbladder attack if the pain's over your right shoulder blade.
But here's the thing. Anxiety goes right along with heart attack, too.
You do get anxious when you have a heart attack or a pain from the heart. So,
and all bets are off if you're talking about a female.
That's right.
Yeah, because their symptoms are so different.
Right. Over 50% of the time they have atypical symptoms. They don't have classic left obstruction.
Anxiety is one of the main symptoms for a woman. She'll get anxious. Sometimes she'll feel like she has the flu. You know, it's very, very different.
So for our younger viewers in Better Call Saul, it's Salamanca, right, when he's having his anginal attacks.
Yes. That's in Breaking Bad. Well, anyway, the point of the story is that patients can have a variety of symptoms. And the important thing is it will be a symptom, a pain, a pressure, but it'll be something very unusual, something you've never felt before. Do not assume it's, quote, heartburn.
Ugh.
Go to the emergency room. Go to your doctor.
It's probably
get
not true love either.
Out.
Right? I mean, you could tell if it's true love, you may have something you've never felt before.
Yeah, but this is different. This is different, and it's so
unusual. My heart fluttered.
Unusual.
I got a little short of breath. I broke out a little sweaty palms.
Strawberry wine.
Right. Am I having a heart attack or am I in love?
No, seriously.
And the symptoms can be shortness of breath. It doesn't have to be chest discomfort. It could be shortness of breath. It can be many other symptoms.
And I always tell the story, and I tell it because I brag on Dr. Gammon, is, you know, it can be so subtle that, you know, he picked up a female patient one time, and the only symptom she related was she'd quit playing singles tennis and now had gone to doubles tennis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she wasn't even getting short of breath. She's still active. She just figured, I'm getting older and, you know, just don't have the stamina that I used to play singles. And so she just, you know, retired herself to playing doubles tennis.
And her EKG was abnormal. We did a calcium score. It was zero. So we did a nuclear stress test and she did terrible on it. Anyway, long story short, she had a non-calcified plaque, that is a blockage without calcium in it. She did have angioplasty, and she went back to singles tennis and became a champion.
Or doubles.
No, she went back to singles.
Oh, singles. Yeah. It was harder.
She was, early 50s.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of that has to do with your intuition, though, right? I mean, you knew something was up.
Listen to the patient.
They're trying to give you the diagnosis, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was very fit. She looked fantastic, but something was off.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a provider, you have to look into it. And unfortunately, many providers blow these things off, and they really shouldn't.
All right, let's talk about how to prevent it. First thing you got to do is you got to reduce inflammation. I mean, inflammation is the root of all evil.
Yeah, and for our listeners, this may seem a little odd, but for example, if you have a lot of gum disease in your mouth that's producing a lot of inflammation, the incidence of heart attacks is much higher. Inflammatory diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease,
lupus,
psoriasis, rosacea, all these diseases produce inflammatory chemicals that get in the bloodstream and inflame any blockages that are in the coronary arteries. This leads to the plaque rupture we've been talking about. So reducing inflammation is critically important. And, you know, most people with rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, they're seeing the doctor, they're getting medication for it. So really the big one is the oral health. You really need to see your dentist and get your mouth in good order.
You know, we've almost been 48 hours as vegetarians, and we're still alive.
We are alive, yes.
We decided to go vegetarian for a week to see how we feel. And
you cut all the sugar out, right?
Yeah.
Right, because sugar is the number one contributing factor to coronary artery disease.
Yeah.
Right. So the myth that it had anything to do with cholesterol and fats is just that.
Well, no, hang on a minute. The cholesterol is a factor. I think your point's well taken, that carbohydrates, sugar are more important.
Well, that causes
the inflammation. But that doesn't mean you can go pig out on fat.
No, but it the fats go up, the cholesterols go up. It's not advocating eating the fats, but the, you know, using the cholesterol as a metric is actually more reflective of the inflammation and the nutritional patterns with the sugar.
Right.
So you can get better cholesterol lowering by cleaning up the diet, not necessarily cutting cholesterol out, but by reducing the carbohydrate intake.
You know, I did a medical minute on heart disease and grilling out on the grill. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize this, and it doesn't matter if it's chicken or it's red meat or whatever, but if you put that out on the grill, and especially during the summer, a lot of people, you know, grill out a lot. They may grill out 3, 4, or 5 times a week. And if you bring that food to a particular temperature, you're actually going to increase your risk for heart disease.
Unless you grill veggies.
Oh, yeah, because they
that
don't
was
have
all
that
meats.
Protein. That's right.
Your
it was
article
all
was
meats.
All meats. Mm-hmm. And then the kind of fix to that was you grill the chicken with the skin on and then take the skin off before you serve it, because then all the bad stuff
carcinogens
are
gone
in the skin. Yeah.
Right. Well, they're not just carcinogens.
Well, the inflammatory components, yeah.
Well, let's not forget that exercise is very important in preventing coronary artery disease, but you don't have to go run marathons. You don't have to go crazy in the gym. Just persistent, reasonable exercise is as good as anything else in terms of the heart.
I got a good story on that, because we started going to Orange Theory. I don't know if all our listeners have an Orange Theory where they are, but there's like circuit training. And I went in for my yearly, since I've had Lyme disease, every year I get a stress echo. And I went in for my stress echo, and the cardiologist is like, "What have you been doing?" Like, I went 9 minutes and I could have kept going. I'm like, I can keep going. And he's like, I can't believe it. So I told him that's what I've been doing. And he said, you know, you're actually strengthening your heart. It's remarkable, the change in my heart just from taking care of, you know, getting that true cardiovascular workout. And I think a lot of people don't do it. I know I was guilty, but I made a decision. You know what? This is the year. I'm going to do every single thing we preach, everything, almost.
Yeah, it's made a big difference.
Well, it improves, you know, patient-wise, I'll tell them, heart's a muscle, right?
Yeah.
So just like when you train, you know, your skeletal muscle becomes more efficient in using the oxygen that it can be delivered to it. The same is true with the cardiac muscle, that when you train it, it also become more efficient, and then it's not going to put the demands on those pipes, on the vessels,
yeah,
to deliver the oxygen.
Yeah. And the last thing I'm going to say about diet, you guys got to get off the artificial sweeteners. I mean, you can do the research, get off of them. We're talking about inflammation. That's definitely going to cause.
And it starts with your toothpaste in the morning.
Yeah, right? And those little mints and gum and all the things you're sticking in your mouth all day long. Okay, we got to go to a break. Grab your pen, because we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up. This is the toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. If you get the riddle right, you get a book from us, an award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available.
BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalance.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred and Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunter and Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this whole show's been on heart disease, and you can catch this in every episode of the show after it airs on your station. You can go to iTunes and look up Staying Young Show 2.0. So if you have a friend or a relative you want to share this information, this life-saving information with, then please tell them about the podcast. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, out of Boulder City, Nevada, we have Ashley on with us. Ashley, thanks for coming on and playing Medical Mania Trivia.
No problem.
Okay, this is how it's going to go. The doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you five questions, and you're going to play for prizes. So if you do pretty good, we're going to send you out some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And if you do really exceptional, we'll send you out some age support. We're going to send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream, and they can't seem to keep that stuff on the shelves, and that'll keep you looking young and healthy.
All right, first question. You ready?
Yes.
What part of your body generally stays a constant temperature? It's not susceptible to the temperature of heat and cold.
I'm just going to have to guess.
That's all right.
This is a good one.
Stomach. I have no idea.
That was a good guess.
Actually
have the eyes, so your eyes don't fluctuate temperature.
Okay.
If they did, your acuity would change too.
Going along with the eyes, Ashley, what is the average number of blinks per minute for an adult? How many times do you blink per minute on average?
20.
So we'll give that to you. The answer is 12.
But she was thinking of politicians.
I see.
see, politicians blink more.
Yeah, not
more
telling
you blink,
the truth.
You're lying, yeah. But the answer is 12, which is interesting.
All right, third question. Can a newborn cry tears?
Now a she's brand thinking, new one.
She's thinking back, have I seen a baby with streaks of tears running down their cheeks?
Newborn.
I'm going to say no.
That's
good
correct.
Answer.
They develop their lacrimal glands or tear glands till they're about 4 to 13 weeks of age.
Okay, we're going to shift away from the eyes, Ashley, to the feet. Is it more common to have 2 feet that are the same size, or is 1 foot bigger than the other?
One is bigger than the other.
You are correct. Most people don't know this, but if you're right-handed, you're left-legged or left-footed also. So a lot of people don't know that. You can figure that out if you ever ice skate.
Wait, if you're right-handed, you're left-legged?
Yes. Yes, you can figure out when you ice skate, you'll find that you'll skate easier on the left side if you're right-handed.
Really?
Yes, really.
All right, final question.
Fascinating.
Considering the average lifespan, how much walking do we do? Is it the distance equal to halfway around the Earth, 1.5 times around the Earth, or 4 times around the Earth? In your average lifespan, how much walking at the mall do you plan on doing?
Can I have those choices one more time?
Sure.
But you cannot call a friend.
Options are halfway around the Earth, 1.5 times around the Earth, or 4 times around the Earth.
4 times?
That's correct.
Oh, she's good.
Very lots
good
of shopping involved.
All right. So we're going to send you out some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. That's gluten-free, vegetarian, and it's also dairy-free. And we're going to send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. And now the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, it actually uses pluripotent stem cells to keep your skin looking young and healthy. Thanks for coming on and playing with us, Ashley. Keep listening out there in Boulder City, Nevada. And we'll get that sent out to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So let's talk for a minute. Anything else you want to add on heart disease that we didn't get to?
Yeah, so the frontier, as we've alluded to, is this inflammation. So for people that are high risk or people with known coronary artery disease, there are currently large-scale studies going on in the United States looking at this. Brigham and Women's Hospital out of Boston is doing a study utilizing methotrexate. Methotrexate is a mild immunosuppressive drug, anti-inflammatory, that's been used for rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, and other conditions. And now they're using it on people who have had heart attacks to see if it will prevent new heart attacks and prolong life. I think this is the first study that's I think the results are going to come back very positive. I think it's going to make a huge difference. I know the cardiologists are now looking at coronary artery disease with a whole new set of glasses.
Okay, wait a minute. Doesn't methotrexate suppress the immune system?
It does.
So, you know, my doc shock today was about suppressing the immune system and heart failure?
That's right.
So do you think there's a connection between these two?
Absolutely. This one is just looking at the inflammatory component, not
but
the
maybe
healing
the
process.
But maybe the inflammation is actually an immune response.
It's possible.
It kind of goes together, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, there's a lot we don't know.
And beyond that, there's some that advocate low-dose naltrexone, and we don't know why it has an anti-inflammatory effect. So
what's naltrexone used for?
So naltrexone's an opioid antagonist, but they use it. Low-dose naltrexone has been shown to be effective in autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, things like that. And so they're actually looking at it, does it reduce an inflammation without suppressing the immune system? In other words, it kind of rights the ship without suppressing it.
Absolutely fascinating. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to smartnewyou.com. Charlie does a great radio ablation procedure, and many people no longer need their CPAP device. Now, the last show's riddle was, I travel all over the world, but always stay in my corner. What am I? And the answer, of course, obviously, is a postage stamp.
Obviously.
This week's riddle, Mark, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. What has to be broken before it can be used? Let me repeat that. What has to be broken before it can be used? I can actually think of a couple of answers to this riddle. So we should have a lot of great answers.
Okay.
Judy, tell our listeners what to do.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Because if you get this Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day correct, you're going to get a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And so if you get it right, you need to call us at 844-WELL-100. That number is toll-free, 844-WELL-100. And you're going to leave us your information so we can send that book out. We're going to need, first of all, the correct answer. And then we'll need your name and your address. And give us your phone number in case we can't understand your address. We'll send that book out completely free. We're not even going to charge you for the shipping just because we're so excited that you're listening and we want to bring you more information. Now, we have people that play all the time. We're not going to send you 20 books. You can keep playing. We'll keep track. And then maybe we'll have a showdown of the people that always get them right. We did that once in the past. That was a lot of fun.
And it was terrific. It was like a battle of the brains.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So we'll keep track. If we've already sent you a book, keep calling in. If you get them right, like I said, we can bring you back for the showdown. We got to give a shout-out to our military. Dr. Anderson, you want to do that?
Sure. We appreciate the military listening to us. We know you guys are oftentimes overseas and away from families. And if we can bring you a little bit of home with our radio show, we're very honored to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can always catch this show not only here on this station, but you can download the podcast as Staying Young Show 2.0.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on what Belgian authorities believe was a terror attack in the city of Liège, Belgium, a few hours ago. It left at least two police officers dead, according to Simon Wilson of the BBC, who's in Brussels.
We know from an official police statement that two Belgian police officers have been shot dead in this attack. Another two officers are reported to have been injured.
Belgian authorities say a passerby was also killed. The suspect was cornered at a nearby high school and was eventually shot and killed by police. President Trump confirms a senior North Korean official is on his way to New York City to discuss the summit planned between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Apparently, the summit's back on for June 12th in Singapore. The president confirming the visit by that North Korean official in a tweet this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our